The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Joseph Yesufu of Drake gets the steal and the dunk. Jalen, what do you think about that?
One shiny moment to reach for the sun. My favorite time of year. Let's start the show.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is
up,
it
though?
That we do, Jalen Rose?
We give the people what they want.
The NCAA tournament is underway. We have our upset picks for you, and we'll wrap up all the action from the NBA last night, but we start with some troubling news in the NFL. Multiple women have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct. There are several suits against him. Jalen, how should the NFL respond to these accusations?
Well, there are a lot of different angles to take on this. But first and foremost, you want a human being to have the opportunity to be innocent until actually proven guilty in a court of law. And that's what I'm going to give Deshaun here. Now, when you see a rash of people trying to sue him for the exact same thing, it can lead to people feeling like it's a trend. But again, I want to make sure that I allow him the opportunity to be innocent until proven guilty, because I also know the thing that comes with fame and money can sometimes make you a target. But I want to make sure that the young ladies who did these allegations get their opportunities to be heard and heard honestly. That's my current assessment.
Exactly. I think that you should be innocent until proven guilty, but we should also seriously take these accusations as they are, because there are some very troubling accusations, and we'll see how this plays out, not just with Deshaun, but how the NFL, and he was going to be traded. There's a lot going on here, but we move to the NBA, where LeBron James squared off against our guy, LaMelo Ball, and LeBron showed out, 37 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Do you think he wanted to send a message to LaMelo and the media with this performance?
The media. So LeBron James has only missed one game this season. He understands that Joel Embiid was the favorite going into All-Star break, who's not currently playing. He's looking in his rearview mirror at what Giannis is doing. He understands what James Harden is doing. And LeBron knows, if I show up and send a message every night in the regular season, I'm going to force/bully the media into making sure they give me my next MVP title. Y'all ain't gonna ignore me this time. Y'all can't say low management. Y'all can't say AD did all of these things. I'm leading the Lakers this regular season. Where's my trophy?
Absolutely. I think that when Joel Embiid got hurt, there's a little tiny part of LeBron that was excited about it, because Joel Embiid was the front runner to win the MVP. But now with Embiid out, it is clearly LeBron's to lose, and I don't think he will. And there's something else that's in play here as well. If the Lakers have the best record in the Western Conference, that pretty much solidifies him as the front runner of the MVP. And that might be the case soon, because the Jazz, who were so hot going into the All-Star break, have cooled off. Case in point, last night, the Jazz lost to the Wizards. Now, Jalen, what do you think this means for the Western Conference and for the Jazz that they haven't been playing well lately?
I want to shout out Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, who are playing like the backcourt I thought they would as the season started. And Russ has been on fire with his triple-doubles and getting numbers. And shout to his Why Not Foundation, who partnered with LA Unified in order to give support to students in Los Angeles metropolitan area. That's a beautiful thing. But back to basketball, the Jazz defense isn't what it used to be. That's the difference. They're gonna make open threes. when they get the opportunity to shoot them. But their defense isn't what it used to be. And when the opponents are shooting higher field goal percentages, getting more points in the paint, that ain't the Jazz playing at their strength. They have to get back to their initial identity.
Yeah, especially with Rudy Gobert protecting the rim, you wouldn't expect the point in the paint for the opponents to be that high, but yet it is. Now, Jalen, we're talking about the top teams in the Western Conference, and the bottom team in the Western Conference, the Timberwolves, have themselves something to celebrate. Anthony Edwards has been playing really well lately. The number one pick had 42 points last night. Karl Anthony Towns had 41 as well. What do you think about this resurgence from Anthony Edwards?
I think I got something for the people. Do you think the Sixers are better without Joel Embiid? Do you think that they should reseed the draft picks 1, 2, and 3? No. Each team got exactly what they wanted. The Minnesota Timberwolves understand that they have D'Angelo Russell under contract, so they needed a contrast to him, somebody that came with power and physicality that had the upside of an Anthony Edwards. If you're the Golden State Warriors, you needed the height that Wiseman provides and the ability to rim run and to block shots and give them an interior presence. And if you're the Hornets, you need LaMelo Ball to be box office, somebody that can roll the dice and be a superstar. So each team, to me, got what they wanted in this draft, and it's great to see Anthony Edwards starting to find his rhythm and putting up big numbers, in particular, playing alongside Karl Anthony Towns. I was just happy to see Big Cat smile. After everything I know that he's gone through from the outside during the pandemic, losing family members, in particular his mom, as somebody that's dealt with that recently, I understand how tough that is for him. So I was just happy to see him with a smile on his face and getting big numbers.
Well put, Mr. Rosen. I totally agree. I think that the Timberwolves had Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell, they needed a wing. They got Edwards. And then the Warriors had the Splash Brothers, so they get Wiseman. They're drafting for fit. I think LaMelo Ball is the best player in this draft, but as you so well eloquated, I think they all drafted for fit and got exactly what they wanted at the top of this draft. And the Timberwolves are so bad that Anthony Edwards is given the opportunity to grow and learn. And then you get things like this, a 42-point performance from a rookie. And if you look at those names that surround him on that graphic, that is some very good company to be in. Jalen, there's some big news in the NFL. They have signed a new deal with their television partners that will get them about $10 billion a year and will eventually add a 17th game. And the Super Bowl will come to ABC and ESPN eventually. Jalen, how do you think the players should feel about this new deal?
The players? How do you think I feel when I'm going to be in downtown Detroit watching the Lions playing the Super Bowl on ABC?
What?
How do you think I'm going to feel? What do you mean? The players happy to get their money. The league is happy to have a new partner. And I'm happy for my ESPN brethren. And we're going to get more games. And we're going to get more playoff games. And we're going to get the Super Bowl. And the Detroit Lions, this is all we needed. This is all we needed. All we needed was a change of venue. That's it. It is our turn. You see Jared Goff. You see our coach biting knees. You see us adding Deuce Staley on our coaching staff. You see what we doing. You see the Bears didn't get Russ. You see what's happening in our division. It's our turn.
The only way the Lions can get to 8 wins is if there are 17 games in the schedule. That's the only way the Lions get to 8 wins is if you keep adding games. They could add 13 games to the schedule, and then maybe the Lions could get 10 wins in a season. Please. And I look forward to ABC airing the Super Bowl in 2026 and the Lions being long, long, long out of the playoffs if they even get there. Jalen. Sometimes there are some videos that need to be broken down in detail, so you and I need to go to the table. Well, we know that the NCAA tournament is like none other. It's basically being played in a bubble. And we got a look of the difference in facilities between the men's and women's athletes in these tournaments, courtesy of Oregon's Sedona Prince. Take it away, Sedona.
I got something to show y'all. So for the NCAA March Madness, the biggest tournament in college basketball for women, this is our weight room. Let me show y'all the men's weight room. Now, when pictures of our weight room got released versus the men's, the NCAA came out with a statement saying that it wasn't money, it was space that was a problem. Let me show y'all something else. Here's our practice court, right? And then here's that weight room. And then here's all this extra space. If you aren't upset about this problem, then you're a part of it.
Jalen, what do you think about the disparity in facilities between the men's and women's athletes in these tournaments?
A classic, it's the number one example of classism. So you're going to shape it as, well, the men are so much more popular and they make so much more money. So we're going to make sure they have the accommodations that they need because we're paying their coaches astronomical figures to stand on the sideline, to wear certain shoe companies, to have certain endorsement deals. But we're just going to minimize the ladies and act like their tournament isn't important to us. And I'm glad she exposed this because you and I have been talking about this for years, and not just collegiate women, but WNBA women. I've said how they get treated like second-class citizens. I'm glad everybody's waking up to the party, and I'm glad she exposed this as it related to this year's NCAA tournament. It's disgusting.
Yes, this is shameful, this is embarrassing, and this is clearly wrong and unjust, and I hope the NCAA does fix it, and it shouldn't take a woman like Sedona putting this video out and it getting attention for it to be fixed, but hopefully they will. Jalen, I can't wait to discuss something with you, and that is the actions of Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo. You've been in the tournament. You've had coaches. You've been a coach. We'll get your perspective on this interaction between Tom Izzo and Gabe Brown right after this. You don't want to miss it. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live right above the Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17, the South Street, Seaport District of Manhattan. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, this is the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving.
Woo! Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with an actual win for the New York Knicks. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You know what? Just because Julius Randle balled and hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on this one. Jalen, I joked that they got wins against the Sixers and the Nets just for competing and keeping it close. This was a close game, but it was an actual win for the Knicks. Are they going to make the playoffs?
All I know is that Spike Lee had to crawl for all of you Knicks fans to fly. Charles Oakley had to crawl for all of you Knicks fans to fly. So enjoy. Big shout to Julius Randle with 17 assists. Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. I'm happy for Tibbs instituting a culture in New York City with the Knickerbockers.
I will caution Knickerbocker fans optimism because they do have the second hardest schedule in the NBA post All-Star break. Moving on. Dame Lillard did something really interesting last night in the game. He had 38 minutes he was in the game, put up a lot of points, but had zero assists. Jalen, how do you play 38 minutes in an NBA game with the ball in your hands and have zero assists?
This is how, dog. I'm the recipient, dog. You don't see Kyrie Irving. You don't see Steph Curry out here trying to lead the league in assists, dog. They need him to get buckets. They need him to be a leader. They need him to finish at the hoop. They need him to shoot threes. I only get assists when other people make shots. I got to bring him on the show and joke with him about that. Stay tuned.
Let's do that. Mr. Rose, there's something that happened in the UCLA-Michigan State game that I really want to discuss with you. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Jalen, you've seen this before. This is Gabe Brown walking to the tunnel at halftime and Coach Izzo grabbing him, yelling at him. What do you think about this exchange? Did he cross the line?
I think this is a classic example of parenting. Each household happens different. Some give you the pat on the back, others give you the kick in the butt, but they love you just the same. You know when you sign your letter of intent what you're going to get from Tom Izzo. And that's why that young man's parents and guardian sent him there and had him sign his letter of intent. because they felt like that's what he needed. That's what happens, Jacoby. They send you where they think you're going to get what you need. And so I have no problems with this at all. That's called coaching. That's called discipline. And what would you do when you're talking to somebody and they walk away? And you're trying to discipline them. And you're trying to sprinkle your game, your knowledge, your love inside of their brain. And they got the nerve to walk away. What would you do if Quincy did that?
My son disrespects me pretty much every time he opens his mouth. It is extremely difficult. I get sunned by my son constantly. Uncle Jalen needs to come over and instill some discipline.
We all do.
Jalen, we have a Jalen in the tournament who had a big night last night. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Got to give my guy some love.
Jalen Hawkins of Norfolk State came off the bench, scored 24 points, went 4-for-5 from three to give them the win against Appalachian State. What do you think of this Jalen's performance?
I just had to give Jalen the Chicken Hawk some love. You know what I'm saying? Putting in work for that Pampa money. I see you, my guy. You're just getting everybody ready for the tournament and the draft to let know the Jalen Takeover is here.
The Jalen Takeover is certainly here. AJ Green has a new team. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I love that he does magic tricks, and you know he's one of my favorite receivers. But I had him on fantasy last year. I know he wants to prove that he's not washed, because Kyler Murray can go, because D-Hop can go. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Bills have signed a backup quarterback. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Mitchell Trubisky has signed as the backup quarterback for the Bills. As someone who is firmly on the Bills bandwagon, I look forward to him playing fourth quarters because Josh Allen has led the Bills to a 35-point lead through three quarters. That's how this will play out, isn't it?
All I care about is what you feel about the Buffalo Bills, and I'm happy about your Die Easy fandom. But more importantly, where's our correspondent, Benny the Butcher? He gives
Benny
us all things
the Butcher.
Buffalo Bills. Where is he at when I need him?
Benny the Butcher is part of the Jalen and Jacoby family, so we're going to hit the brakes. And you know what? Play the clip. Play the clip from Benny.
I'm on ESPN from my kitchen, my chain full of stones, discussing new deals in the Buffalo Bills with Jacoby and Jalen Rose. You heard?
Ooh, yeah!
Those are some bars from Benny the Butcher. That is the art from his new album, The Plugs I Met Too. I can't wait to run this all weekend long. Are you going to do the same?
No question about it. And big shout out to he and 2 Chainz, who dropped the video last night at midnight. I was actually up watching it. And you know how much I feel about the Griselda movement. It just makes me so happy. Shout out to my brother, Boldy James. He next. Bully Boys.
Next, we have a performance from Joey Chestnut, who ate a lot of boneless chicken wings. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Jalen, this upsets me because there is no such thing as boneless chicken wings. It does not exist. There's no such thing as a boneless chicken wing. Those are called chicken nuggets. Those are chicken nuggets. The boneless chicken wing does not exist. Do you agree?
I don't do boneless wings. I agree. But
no,
for a different reason. I don't really do white meat. I don't really do white meat. So they're not necessarily, they're not nuggets. Nuggets are dark meat. Tenders are white meat, just so you know. I want to give you the distinction. Either way, shout out to Joey Chestnut. He went from eating hot dogs to wings. That is crazy.
That is not crazy whatsoever. He's a professional eater. I hate
crazy.
The concept of boneless chicken wings and flats only. Flats only. Whenever you order wings, order
Such
flats only.
Diva.
You will not regret
Such
it. You
diva.
Will not regret it. Jalen, when we come back, we're going to give our audience our upset picks for the tournament weekend. Stick around for those and much more. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby. Flats only for sure.
I'm about the drumstick life. Drumstick life.
Mm-mm. Doubleheader on ESPN Wednesday night starts at 7:30 with the battle of two of the best in the Eastern Conference. The Celtics travel to Milwaukee to take on the Bucks, and then it is the Brooklyn Nets going to Utah to take on that man, Donovan Mitchell, and the Jazz. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. The tournament is underway right now as we speak, and Jalen, you have an upset pick for this first round. What is that?
I do, my brother. I got to massage my brain to get it to actually work. Ohio from the MAC. They have a player named Preston who's dynamic on the perimeter. He almost had a 5x5 in the MAC championship. That's points, rebounds, assists, steals, and only had 3 blocks. He's that dynamic. When you watch the NBA, you see CJ, you see Dame, you see Ja Morant. He may be next.
Good point. Ohio is Jalen's upset pick in the first round, and I'm excited to watch these matchups in the tournament, but there's one matchup I have my eye on this weekend that I'm so excited for, and it has nothing to do with basketball. It is the versus battle between two titans of the hip-hop game, two legends. Those two men right there, Ghostface Killah and Raekwon, will square off on Saturday night. What do you expect to see from that?
Jacoby, you've been doing this 25 years. How many people go into pitch meetings and say, I want my show to reflect the barbershop? I want the sound, the look like the barbershop. But only one of them have Method Man Keep It Moving as a segment every day, this one. So this is right in our wheelhouse. Those are our guys. I'll make sure I bring them on. Might have to cut a Half Moon Caesar. Might have to buy an Iron Eagle. Those guys are legends. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
There is one more legend that we must discuss today, and that is our editor, Rachel, who is no longer going to be on the show. She has been upgraded. I want to give her a big shout for all the time and effort that she has put into Jalen and Jacoby.
Congratulations, Rachel. You graduated. Thank you. You're far too kind. Rachel, this is your final show with J&J? No!
I had no idea that was the case.
You actually come with intelligent ideas.
I'm calling my agent. For the show. I'm calling Jimmy Pitaro.
Oh my
God. Calling Joe Biden. I'm fixing this. I'm going to write a strongly worded email. I don't know who I'm going to send it to, but I'm going to send it. You know what? I boycott the show.
But Jacoby,
I hereby boycott the show. That's it. I'm not doing the show without Rachel. That's it. This is the end of Jalen and Jacoby.
But Jacoby, Rachel, save this clip. Here's the email you didn't see. That she's getting upgraded from this show.
Oh,
you
yeah.
didn't see that email, did you?
You can't downgrade from this show. That's what happens. People just use us as a stepping stone. Jalen and Jacoby should be called the stepping stone. We're just the ladder to better opportunities.
Marcus,
you slumber with us
Spears,
for a while, and
Chanae,
then you fail up.
Jay Will.
Thank you so much
them.
For all your efforts, Rachel. You're the best.
Malika,
best of luck.
We ain't even seen Malika since. Couldn't even get her on in the bubble. Shout out to Rachel. Congratulations. We love you.
We always say we give the people what they want. Giving the people what they want is giving our podcast listeners exclusive podcast content you can only hear here in the podcast. And we can do topics that we would never be able to do on the TV show, like this one. I tried to get this in the TV show, but our producers are intelligent, responsible journalists, and they would never let us do this. But there's a gentleman who's a soccer player. His name is Mauro Icardi. Sorry if I said your name wrong, Mr. Icardi. He has a wife, Jalen, and he alleges that him and his wife have sex 12 times a day. Mr. Rose, what do you think about him and his wife having sex 12 times a day? Don't get fired.
I think there are certain things for public consumption that I have not turned into business opportunities. One is anything related to my hair. If you notice, I haven't sold or bought anything hair related. I get offers all of the time from clipper companies, from conditioner companies, from greasing companies, do-rag companies, all of that. I'm just waiting for the right place and the right time. Here's the other thing I want to make sure I know.
Oh,
if
no.
they're doing it effective 11, 12 times a day, I need to be getting paid for the Jalen juice. That's what this tells me.
Well,
I need to get paid for it.
I don't want to make this too serious, but I've always had difficulty with the quantification of sexual encounters because I feel that it's a misogynistic practice. I really feel that way because I think quantifying a sexual encounter, when you think about it, it's very misogynist. And I'm not going to go into details, but generally sexual encounters are quantified based on a male coming to completion. And I would say that that is misogynist and we should stop counting and quantifying sexual encounters in that way. That's what I believe, if you follow my lead. I know that was a lot of big words for you, Jay. So
We gotta take the people behind the curtain on something.
Hold on. You're talking about male quantification is how you go by the number of performances that take place on a given day.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what you're describing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's usually because after he performs, there's an intermission.
Yes. Yes. I don't think we need to go into details.
I'm just saying, so I don't believe it's like misogyny or
Oh, I do. There's some dudes walking the planet being like, we had sex three times, and there's a woman who was in that encounter that was like, no, we actually had sex zero times. That was actually zero times. You had sex three times.
Correct.
I had sex zero times.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is, gentlemen, take care of your ladies. Take care of your ladies. That's all I'm saying.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
take care of your ladies.
Like, I mean, pleasure happens in a lot of different facets.
Yes, it does.
You know what I'm saying? Some people might be pleased by you opening your jacket, laying down your jacket so they can walk over a puddle. You know, I think we've discussed this before, but I don't think
that's ever happened in the history of our species. I don't think any man, if I took off my jacket and put it in a puddle for my wife, she would smack me across my face. She really would. That is not chivalrous. That's just stupid. It's just absolutely stupid. Imagine having a nice $1,000 trench coat from Burberry and just laying it down in a puddle so your wife, first of all, the puddle's still wet. Like, it doesn't soak up all the water and make it dry ground. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. No one's ever done that.
I swear, my wife would smack me across my face if
I put a jacket in a puddle so she could hop over it.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Only thing I know is there only be three other people besides ESPN that's allowed Jalen and Jacoby to do things on their premises.
What?
The Barclays Center.
Mm-hmm.
Is one. Bill Simmons, period. Because he's the founder of the show, is two. And the other one is...
Gramercy Theater.
What are we talking about?
Our partners at Nike. You have no idea what we're talking about right now. We were talking about laying down a coat into a puddle, and then all of a sudden you're like, there's only three people besides ESPN. ESPN's not even a person.
That's the other.
And neither is the Barclays Center.
That's the other one.
You're the best.
There's only three entities that allow us to work with them besides the worldwide leader. The other one, Rock the Bells Radio and LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah.
And you
Big
got the nerve to
the
say
bells.
Laying down a jacket. You got the nerve to say laying down a jacket to walk over a puddle is stupid. I can't
Stupidest
wait to get
heard.
Ladies Love
Stupidest
Cool J to come on this show.
He's never
and
done
ask
that once.
Him about what you have to say.
He's never done that once. He's on my side. He wears some expensive coats. He hasn't put on a coat that costs less than $500 since 1985. He's not putting that thing in a puddle, a New York City puddle. New York City puddles got like gas and oil in them. Like it's never just water. There's rainbows. You know what I mean? It's got that prism in there. You're like, what is that?
Oh man! Hit the brakes, Reg. Hit the brakes.
What?
Hit the brakes. What? Hit the brakes, Reg.
Oh, I hate it when you do this. We're gonna get fired today. I can feel it.
You hear everything that encompasses a man willing to take off his jacket for her to walk over a puddle? That's the expectations if you're going to enter the pearly gates, sir. That's my point. That's what it's going to take.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. If I put my jacket in the puddle,
that's what
okay?
it's going to take.
That doesn't make the puddle smaller. It doesn't make the water less wet. It doesn't do anything for her. No one's ever done that. In the history of our species, no one's ever done that. Pick her up and walk through the puddle and then put her down. That's what you do. That's the boss move.
It's not the physical act of that taking place. It's not the physical act of that taking place, Jacoby. It's the thought that you're more willing to sacrifice your $500 jacket that you haven't worn since 1985 to lay it down for her so that her nice shoes, feet, or sandals don't get wet. It's the idea. It's not the physical circumstance. You think when they were saying hip hop, the hibbit to the hip, hip hopper, you don't stop a rocket to the bang bang boogie, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the junk. When they was talking about the cars that they had and all of that, they didn't necessarily have them.
Yes.
Right? If you notice when you're listening to a rap record and people are talking about like the record, the cars, like when Special Ed was talking about him having it made and he was rapping all of those songs and he was rapping all of those cars, he didn't actually have those vehicles.
I understand. Reggie, give us a beat.
So I can't wait to get LL. I can't wait to get LL to come on this show to tell you what it's like to have sex 12 times a day, and he tell you the secret is that he's willing to lay down his jacket so they can walk over a puddle. I can't wait.
12 times a day?
Because he also had a song.
That's too much.
He also had a song, and I wanna also ask him about this. He also had a song that I knew didn't mean anything. It was called Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag Getting Crushed by Buildings. I want to ask him about that one too, cause that was so dope. But I know that was inspired by a woman. I know it was.
Jalen,
he was sitting on the couch like Trey and Boys in the Hood at his father's house with his shirt and shoes off, talking to Brandy on the phone. And he pick up and he click over like, "Hey baby," and this is mom. Like it was that when he made that record. We gotta get Cool J on the song. We gotta get Cool J on the show.
Get him on the show. Oh, we've had him on the show before. We've had him before.
Yeah, we gotta get him back.
Let's get him back.
We gotta get him back.
Let's get him back. Jalen, Beyonce shared a photo of Blue Ivy using the Grammy as a sippy cup. Soft move or boss move, using the Grammy as a sippy cup?
First off, anything in Blue Ivy's existence is a boss move. And if you're acting like it isn't, you're not paying attention. Like, she already an artist. She already got a Grammy. She already got Basquiat's paintings. Like, she's royalty already. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, she's about to teach us and their family, the Knowles and slash... Carters Carter. Are about to teach us what a black queen slash royalty should look like when both of her parents are billionaires. Not just one, both of them.
Do you think Jay-Z gets disrespected as much as I do as a dad?
No.
You don't think so? You don't think so?
Not at all, no. No, I think y'all bring different things to the table.
Okay.
I think y'all bring different things.
You're trying to be nice, but I know I'm gonna end up getting disrespected not just by my kids, but by my co-host if we continue down this path. So we should move on. Man, kids are tough. It's just tough. Pandemic's been tough. It's been a year with these people locked up in a tiny Manhattan apartment.
No, here's what I mean.
Oof.
No, here's what I mean, dog. That's what I mean. J and B are both billionaires. They're not in a tiny Manhattan apartment. They got staff upon staff.
Their nannies have nannies.
Right. Like, duh. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, he brings something different to the table. He brings support.
Yo, Jalen, I need to be rich. So I got an idea for you. It's called Jalen Rose's Hair Grease. The Jalen Rose Golden Do-Rag Collection. We'll come out with a line of tennis rackets that you can rub around your hair. Just so everyone listen to this, I know you can't see it, but during the entire show, Jalen's got a tennis racket in the studio, and he's been rubbing it around his head for the entire recording. So as you're listening to this podcast,
so I get the curls,
just imagine Jalen Rose has got a tennis racket, and he's just rubbing it against his head. That's what's happening right now. Do you hear that noise? Hit the brakes, Reg. You hear that noise? That's Jalen Rose rubbing his head with a tennis racket. So explain to the white guy and our white audience what you're doing. Yeah, what is happening here? What does rubbing a tennis racket against your head accomplish?
So a couple of things. Number one, it's a terrific head massage.
Okay.
Number one, it's take care of yourself. You know, when the last time you rubbed your own head? You know what I'm saying? When the last time you rubbed your own feet? Take care of yourself.
Wait, when you get out of the shower. Who rubs their own feet? No one's ever done that. No one rubs their own feet. You give yourself a foot rub?
When you're putting lotion on your body, right, it's okay to massage those parts. Give them a little TLC. It's not taking the place of what a massage therapist would do. It's just self-care. That's all. It's just self-care. And what I'm doing with my hair is you can also stretch. When you're in the shower, don't just stand there. Stretch.
You've been saying this for a decade now. Your stretch during the shower thing.
I'm trying to tell you.
But let me tell you something. You are rich. You've got a big old steam shower with lots of space. I got a tiny little shower, man. I can't stretch in there. My butt is touching one wall and my nose is touching the other wall. That's what a regular people's shower is like. I don't got room to stretch. Kidding me? You're so rich. You are so rich.
Jacoby, you can do it outside of the shower. My point is, when you touch your feet, that's your chance to stretch. So in the shower, if you're washing them, fine. But when you get out of the shower, you're going to put lotion on them. Instead of plopping down on the chair and almost falling down, why don't you stand up and use one leg and cross the other one over your knee and actually stretch and put on your lotion on your feet. And then you flip them. Trust me, you want to get older? You want to get closer to 50? Ask Tommy, trust me. Here's the other thing about my hair, I'm telling you. Go ahead.
I know I'm old because I can't tie my own shoes without putting my foot up on something. Do you tie your own shoes like with your feet on the ground?
I put my feet on something also, but for a different reason. I don't like to bend over and have my butt hanging out when I'm tying my shoe.
I don't even want to get into that.
I don't want my butt crack showing when I tie my shoe.
Oh, you're tying your shoe at the crib. No one there. Let's move on. We want to hear from the people. We want to hear from you. If you call 985-80-JALEN, 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail and you give Reg the Ledge a shout out.
And I used a racket.
We'll put it on the show.
I used a racket for the curls. I know everybody think I got a cheat code, but I'm all natural as they come, baby.
Jalen and Jacoby, what's good? This is Ray calling out of Savannah, Georgia, but representing the boot, Louisiana. Shout out to the whole crew. Shout out Reg the Ledge. So this question is for Jalen. Jalen, how often have you seen a personal grudge with a teammate play out on the basketball court? And when you saw that, did it affect the game's outcome? And did it affect it in a way so much that the coach recognized? So I would like to take us behind the curtain on that, if that has ever happened. So shout out to the old intro, giving the people what they want and giving the people what they need. Hey!
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. Tell a friend to tell a friend. 985-80-JALEN. We need your voicemails. There should never be a time where we ask Tommy, we ask Reggie, we ask the team, where are our voicemails, and they say we only got one or two. Like, we on here giving relationship advice, what you should do with your embryos, what you should do with all of that.
What you should do with your embryos.
We got you.
What you should do with your embryos.
You know what I'm saying? We got you.
You have no idea what the question was, do you?
I do. The question is, don't tell me. No way.
I love you so much.
You making me laugh, baby. Don't tell me.
I didn't tell you.
This question is, don't tell me.
I'm not telling you.
I'll take my earpiece out so I can remember.
Jalen just took his earpiece out. He has no idea what Ray wanted to know. Ray from Savannah, originally from Louisiana, the boot.
I got you, Ray.
Okay,
I got
Ray.
You, Ray.
Okay, Ray. I'll tell you what to do with your embryos. He said, what should I do with my embryos? The question was, have you ever seen a grudge between teammates play itself out on the court to the point where the coach had to get involved? And I believe this is attached to the Rafer, Jalen back and forth from last week.
Yes, so my daughter Mariah is one of my favorite follows in the history of Twitter. And she hit me and let me know I was trending. And, you know, that always works both ways, because usually when somebody's trending, it could be good, it could be bad. And so she told me it was about the Rafer Austin story, because I had never told her that story. So she wanted me to tell the story, because if she was going to comment on the story or clap back at him, she wanted to see if what he was saying was right or not. And I had to make sure I told her what he said was 1,000% accurate. I was the kind of teammate that would get mad at a point guard that didn't give me the ball.
That sounds about right.
And that was my role on the team. And the role of a point guard is to keep the other 14 guys happy. And so that was what I was trying to show him also. So there was a game representing the boot at Charlotte where he decided that he was so fed up with myself and Morris Peterson that he literally was not going to pass us the ball. So how does that affect the outcome of the game? Well, we can't run plays. And we can't run with anything that coach says because he's determined not to pass the two wings the ball. So yes, it went on for an entire quarter. And yes, the coach had to intervene. He did admit to the coach that he was purposely not passing us the ball in the NBA game and that he was not going to change his behavior. So the coach took him out. When you're on a bad team, I don't remember if we won or lost. I don't remember whose fault it was or not. Because when you're on a bad team, you don't say my fault. It becomes an argument. And that's what that was. Thank you for the call.
Appreciate you so much, Ray, for the call. Don't forget, this is the place you come to when you want to know what to do with your embryos. I hope this next call is what should I do with my embryos. What you got, Tommy?
Joe, what's going on, Jalen Jacoby? It's Joe calling from Dallas. Shout out Reg, you know, it's the only way you get on this podcast. But this is actually my second time recording this. I sent a voicemail in right before this. I don't remember if I left my name. Medicinal. But I had a sock move or a boss move going on vacation by myself. Because, like, my friends, they all have responsibilities, kids, wives. I'm 25, and all my friends are all wife over with kids. And I was thinking about going on vacation, you know what I'm saying? Just do a little something, a little rest and relaxation time. So I wanted to get y'all thoughts on that. And also, soft move or boss move, putting in a PTO request without any heads up. Because I have like 200 hours of PTO at my job, and I'm just itching to burn them. But yeah, man, let me know what y'all guys think. Appreciate everything y'all do, man. Keep getting them checks. Yup.
Big shout, Joe, from Dallas. Caller. Now, Mr. Rose, sometimes we got to make confessions, right? We always say we won't lie into microphones. I have no idea what Joe was talking about. I was looking at my phone the whole time the voicemail was playing. You don't know what he said either, do you?
I do know what he said,
actually. Oh, Joe, I feel bad. Joe, I love you so much. I'm sorry, buddy. What'd he say? Oh, she go on vacation by himself. That's right.
People
always
like
a boss
go
move.
On vacation by herself.
Yeah, always a boss move.
Basically, I'll take it since you don't remember. Okay, so Joe. So Joe, just so you know, right now doing this show, I'm on a vacation by myself.
Yeah,
right
you are.
Now doing this show.
Yeah, you
I'm
are.
I'm on a vacation by myself. And when I woke up Wednesday morning, I did not know Friday morning I'd be on a vacation by myself. That was not the plan. I told myself that I'm not gonna wait until I'm 60 to 65 years of age and actually start enjoying my life.
Oh, do you want to know what made me so happy? Jalen, you want to know what made me so happy? When I called you this morning, you said, "Hold on a sec, Jacoby." And then what did you say? This made me so happy. I love you so much. I know you've had a very tough time. You know, people in your family passing away and the pandemic has been very difficult for you. And you know what I mean? And the whole staff of the show is just telling you need to take some time and some me time to some Jalen time and relax and just pamper yourself. And so I called Jalen's number. He picks up the phone. Jacoby, hold on a sec. And then I can hear him talk to somebody else. He goes, "Can I book a cabana for today?" I was just like, yo.
Yes!
Because I thought he was in Detroit. And I was like, I don't know where in Detroit he's booking a cabana. And it made me so happy. You don't know the joy I felt when I heard you say that. He said, "Can I book a cabana for today?" And I was just like, that is exactly what I wanted to hear. And I felt like you didn't really want me to hear it too. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, because we were going to talk about work and like Deshaun Watson.
I wanted you to hear.
You're just like, "Yo, can I book a cabana for today?"
And then he's like,
"What about Saturday?
Perfect time.
What about Sunday?" Jesus is like, "I want a cabana every day, all day. And I want you to bring me mango margaritas right after we're done taping Jalen and Jacoby." How many mango margaritas are we having today, Jalen? How long from now until you have a mango margarita in your hand?
This show is airing between 2 and 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting still at like 3:15. I told them to have me two mangoes waiting for me at 3:15, even though I know I'm going to get there at like 3:20, 3:25.
The cabana's got a TV in it to put the tournament on. Just sitting there
by the pool. Those ugly ass toes out.
More corns than Iowa.
Yeah.
More corn than Iowa all over.
Yes.
Women walk by and be like, "Look at that handsome face.
Everywhere.
Look at those white teeth. Yes. Look at that. That man just must have rubbed his hair with a tennis racket for hours." And then they look down at your feet and they're like, "What is that? Wait, this dude got 15 toes. Your toes have toes. Your toes have toes, dog. Like, what is that?" So it's like someone put your foot through a wood chipper. Someone remixed your feet.
Hey.
It's the remix, baby.
Hey, you said, what you said is so funny. How I groom myself from the shoulders up and how I groom myself from the calves down is vastly different.
Very, very different. Very different. Prime real estate up top. Completely neglected down low. Get yourself, I'm going to Venmo you $100 to get you a pedicure.
Distressed property.
Tell me the address.
Yeah, it's foreclosed.
Swamplands. You got the plywood over the windows down there. Grass overgrown.
Oh,
I mean, tell me what hotel you're at, because I'm gonna send a pedicurist over. So while you're in the cabana with a mango margarita, watching the tournament, watching the eye candy, they'll just be working on those toes that have toes. Enjoy your weekend, Jalen. I'm so happy that you're having this time to yourself. You deserve it. You need it.
You take care
of so many people in your life, your family, the staff of the show, the kids of Jalen Rose Leadership Academy, the city of Detroit. You do so much for so many other people. Take this weekend and just enjoy yourself. Jalen Rose, take care of Jalen Rose this weekend. Nobody else. If I call your phone, I want to hear all the details of your meals, of your cabana, of your mango margaritas, and all that. And you know what? If you're in a good zone and you see my number pop up on your phone, you can just push ignore. That's fine. You know what? I don't take it personal. Enjoy it this weekend, buddy.
No.
Enjoy it.
No. I. You know what? Not only will I answer the phone, I hope when I answer the phone, the kids are screaming, jumping all on your head, and you can't even listen to the game. And in the background, you're just going to hear the beach. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you hear me order let me get a pina colada this time. I want you to hear me order it.
Switch up.
You know what I'm saying?
The blender's going to break down. That blender's not ready for it. That blender is not ready for what's about to happen. Enjoy your cabana. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy the versus battle. Enjoy everything. We will be back next week. Why is that, Mr. Rose? I think we're off on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday.
We're not done. We are not done.
let the waves play out, Reg. Just take us off with the waves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.